Good morning, radio friends. Once again, we have the blessed privilege of coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ by the word of truth and through the Holy Spirit. And we hope and trust that the thoughts of today will be a blessing to all of us as we study together the word of God. Today, the world is always most eager to hear the news from all over the world. We love to hear of new inventions, of great things men are doing, of great medical discoveries that perhaps save lives. We want to know what the nations are doing, how the stock market is doing. But as we receive news from the world's great, we need to realize that America has a need in this hour. If some of the children of God would just tell the nation who holds the future in his hand, it might help. It is not any nation on this earth, nor any politician that I can tell you about today that could help our nation or save our nation. Our nation is in a great time of sorrow and trouble, but when we ought to be concerned with what God has to say, we look to United Nations, allies, great men and nations of the earth. America was founded to a great extent as a new homeland for those who were seeking religious freedom in belief that Christianity's religion was true and that the living God was the head of it all. It was a place where we could exercise freedom of speech and worship. Now, of course, the devil, the serpent, was angry about it, and we find in Revelation 12 and 16 that the earth helped the woman. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. The dragon was wroth with the woman, went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keeps the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. And at the end of this age, Satan is going to direct all his power against the church of the living God, those who keep the commands of God, who have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And so we've been ringing church bells in America. My soul, as the servant of God, has seen the adversary, the devil, the serpent, take hostage after hostage in the sins of this world and put them into a prison bars of sin. Today, can you get a prayer through to God? Can you call on God and know that there will be an answer? Let me tell you, fellow Americans, God Almighty, the Father of Jesus Christ, He is the true God. Let me tell you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There's no other Savior. As a matter of fact, there's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we can be saved. Our forefathers came to this continent, left all the luxuries of Europe, to come to a wilderness here to find a new home and a place to worship God, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. You may wonder why God made this statement, I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. It's because it was through the lineage of Abraham the true Savior would come. Jesus Christ himself said in Revelation 22:16. I am the root and offspring of David. Now we have Islamic religions, Eastern Orthodox Catholic, Roman Catholic, Hindu religion, Protestant religion, you name them. But only at the name of Jesus, my friend, will we find power and be able to come to the true and living God. If my people, God has said, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, when will we Americans, whose fathers and mothers, grandparents and great-grandparents endured the rugged wildwood country, who came here to build the most mighty nation on the earth, realize that believing in God is the only way to overcome, instead of letting the devil and the serpent, which is Satan the adversary, make war with us and overcome us? We have forsaken God. We've quit the Sunday school. We've taken going to church lightly, not in completeness, but as a majority, and we're not going full time. Oh, we may go occasionally, but as a nation, we quit the house of God and the ministers. We get to thinking that they're just a bunch of money lovers. Let me tell you, if it was not for the few good faithful ministers and the few faithful Christians in this nation, we'd already be sunk. But we want liquor by the drink. We want plenty of strong drink. We want all kinds of entertainment. We enjoy it. But when it comes to serving God in His house, it becomes a burden and a hardship. How will we fare when God's wrath is poured out upon those who refuse to keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ? If we want news, let's consider this, Haggai 2 and 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it's a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. Beloved, in the book of Hebrews, Paul the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ tells us why this is going to come about, that Jesus is really coming. And until then, he tells us how we ought to live. He said, see that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him who spake on the earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Who is it that's calling America at this hour to come back to God Almighty, the one, the true and living God, the only God that can answer prayer? For all other gods are nothing before him, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Beloved, don't you know what's about to happen on this earth? The end of this age is in sight. The coming of the Lord is at hand. The judge standeth before the door. Let Isaiah tell you in chapter 2, verse 7, as he described the times in which we live. He said, their land is full of silver and gold. Neither is there any end of their treasuries. Their land is full of horses. There's no end of their chariots. Their land is full of idols. They worship the works of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. When there is no end of the chariots, when the land is full of idols, which man's own fingers have made, and the mean man boweth down to these idols, and great men humble themselves. What is to be the consequence? The prophet of God spoke to the fathers and settlers of this nation as they listened to the word of God. Enter into the rock, hide thee in the dust for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. Beloved, it is time for our Lord to be exalted in our hearts and lives. It's time to get the house is of God filled, and for preachers to quit preaching their convictions and their theologies, and to preach the crucified, risen Savior and the pure, powerful, wonderful word of God, and let this nation turn from their sins back to the God of our fathers. For he says, the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and idols he shall utterly abolish. They shall go into the holes of the rocks and the caves of the earth for the fear of the Lord and the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly in the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and of gold, which they have made each of for himself to worship, to the moles and bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Beloved, he's not going to shake the earth only, but the heavens also. Isaiah 24 and 20, he tells us that the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard and shall be removed like a cottage. Like Elijah of old, we ought to stand with the Lord Jesus Christ in the Lord's army and against any prophet who would defy the God of Israel. There is no such thing as a holy war. Think it over. There might be holy people who have a righteous cause, but for there to be war, someone has to be wrong. No one could be right, but everyone wrong when we have to go out and claim to be holy and use violence to put someone to death. Killing someone in the name of any God is not according to the teachings of the God of heaven, who said, love your enemies. Those who oppose what Jesus said fail to recognize this man died on Calvary for our sins, and not ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Now, if we have received the greatest heritage ever handed any nation, my fellow men, we ought to put our beer glasses away and throw away the filth out of our lives and assemble in the house of God and call on the Lord Jesus Christ and praise God, who is able to send earthquakes and wipe out whole nations at once, who's going to shake this world and move it, and the wicked will be judged. This oil business did not just happen. It was in the plan of God. It's going to bring the nations of the world into the day of God right on time, just as the Lord said. There's a prophecy in Revelation 11:14. The second war is past. Behold, a third woe cometh quickly. We've had two world wars in the past 60 years, and the third is coming quickly. What will bring it? Jesus said upon the earth there would be distress of nations with perplexity, no way out. The sea and the waves, which represents people, multitudes, and nations, would be roaring. Why? They're not happy. They're angry. Have you ever seen so many demonstrations as we have today? Do you know what's about to happen in earth? We think that the peace of Egypt and Israel was something, let me tell you. Paul said, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child. And he said there would be no escape. Brethren, we're living in a time when sudden destruction of hydrogen bombs and atomic bombs and nuclear warheads can bring sudden destruction upon the nations. And we know we're sitting on a powder keg. And we know that the Son of God has come and died and has been raised from the dead and is ascended to God's right hand and is coming again to raise the dead, to judge the world, to establish his kingdom. We ought to be getting ready. He said there'd be no escape from all of this holocaust when it began to take place. Now, our glorious God is going to send Jesus in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. All religious leaders outside of the true Lord who descends with a shout will be destroyed with the brightness of His coming. There's not seven ways to God, but only one, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I will stand against the whole world if necessary, for heaven and all of the angels of God are with those who believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and dare speak the truth. Now the seventh angel sounds. And what does it say? The last angel to sound. The seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Christ and of His Lord, and He shall reign forever and ever. What will be the condition of the nations when Jesus comes? Listen to verse 18 of Revelation 11. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged. Many religious soul leaders already have judged, my friends, people who have died and people who are living on earth. But the time will come when the Lord Jesus will come at the end of the world and judge you. Jesus is coming again to judge the world. Paul told him in 2 Timothy 4:1, who shall judge the living and the dead when at His appearing and kingdom? The whole world is drunk on the doctrines of error, which teach that men are judged when they die, and that they are given reward at that time. But he says that thou shouldest at the end of the world here give reward to thy servants the prophets, to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, both small and great, and shouldst destroy them which destroy the earth. Now this whole idea is this. You know that Jesus said, my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. That's when He comes quickly. Beloved, we're standing on the threshold of the last day, the last time, the last hour. If you're not ready, join in with us today in lifting your hearts to God in prayer and asking the Lord God to take care of this nation and to bring us safely to the day of the Lord, where we might be delivered for the glory of God and the praise of Jesus Christ, to the good of our salvation. May God bless you is our prayer. And now, Almighty God, we pray that You would bless every heart in radio land, that You would give the leaders of our nation wisdom and understanding, that You would bless all of our people throughout this country today, because we thank Thee that this is a country founded on the principles of God, a place for escape for those who would escape the ravages of the great persecution that hit the nations many years ago. And today we ask Thee that Thou would help us, that we might serve You in the beauty of holiness, and that You would keep us until that day when Christ shall return. And we pray that Jesus might come quickly, that we might be delivered to the glory of God. Save those that are lost today. Let Thy great Spirit touch their hearts. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.